Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start the day by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. It is the magical DC Love. I just woke up. So it's magic that I'm even here. But I am here. I am here. No worries. Hello, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I was told to refer to myself as a magical DC Love by Barbara in spirit. And I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascendant Masters, the Angels, and then every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma, and when we did, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It really is a divine connection that I have with Joan, and Joan has left this beautiful door open, and others have walked through that space, and in doing so, it has given me access to the most fascinating yet ironic mixture of divine source. It has also provided me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of clients. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background was in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357 and offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force I now belong to and the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual healer, an author, and a speaker, and a radio show host. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that is one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. I've posted things that have resonated with me, and you may just find what you are looking for. All right, now it's time for us to hear messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first thing I have, Barbara, is a beautiful healing prayer written by Gina Barbara, and it's entitled Inner and Outer Conflict. I call upon the angels of peace to comfort me. At times, oh, come on, angels, they're playing games with me here. Okay, at times of inner and outer conflict in my life, I ask that I be clearly understood and able to express myself easily and freely without doubt, fear, or judgment. And what I do or what I say, I ask to grow towards a much deeper understanding of myself and others, allowing the beauty of grace to unfold and to move beyond the illusion of doubt, fear of judgment, and my everyday challenges. By doing so, I ask you to help me bring peace and love to myself, others, and the world through the clarity of your light. I am now at one with all that is. And with that being said, I have a small message from Archangel Michael. Blessings and good morning, beloveds. I, Archangel Michael, come before you today to remind you of the magic that is in your life. Did you forget how to connect with your imagination? Do you remember the joy that you had as a child? Children have wonderful stories to tell and are able to imagine themselves in so many different ways, finding possible solutions to life's problems. Allow the joy of your childhood to return and recapture your imagination. Play with toys from your childhood. Connect with your creative side. And get out those finger paints or color a picture. Do you remember everything that was created with clay or Play-Doh? Jump in those puddles. Look for the animals amongst the clouds. Allow this joy to re-enter your life. It will open a door to the divine helping you to gain insight and understanding. Invite the angels in, and they will help you to gain greater clarity as well as helping you to connect with the light within. Are you ready for a little angel magic? Allow these beautiful beings of light to accompany you on your journey. They will help you to expand your mind and to also gain a greater understanding of all that is. I am Archangel Michael. And with that being said, okay, I have another message from Mother Mary. Mother Mary guides each of us to enjoy each moment, regardless of what we're experiencing. As you find the joy in the current moment, you have more reasons to be joyful. And in every situation, there are opportunities to find blessings. When you are happy, you inspire others to transform their sorrow into joy. Always choose the path of joy. Joy comes from within. No one can make you joyous. We can't always control what comes our way, but we can control how we handle it. Never despair. Never lose hope. The road that is built on hope is one that will be pleasant to travel. You can overcome fear and find renewed joy, as well as having courage in any situation. Beloved ones, life is not always going to be easy. When you accept that God is in control of your circumstances, you do gain stability and are able to understand how to handle basically any situation. The first thing you need to do is to focus on God instead of your situation. This may be really hard to understand. What it means is that we gain knowledge that God allows only that is for our highest good to come into our lives. It's not the trials that bring us joy. It is what God is doing through those circumstances. Sometimes you have to force yourself to focus on God until you do find the joy. He is the source of real joy as well as love. Joy and happiness are very similar, but yet they are very different. Happiness is more of a self-focused emotion that relates to our moods and circumstances. Joy is more spiritually based and can be with us even through our darkest hours. Joy is from God and can never be taken away. Joy could be meant as J for Jesus, Y for you, and O means zero. You allow nothing to come between your relationship with Jesus. Allow the joy of the Lord to be your true strength. You will feel the greatest love, joy, and peace you have ever known. Discover pure joy, joy that lasts forever. I am Mother Mary. And I also was told to refer back to an older message, because yesterday was Wednesday, and Wednesday there's healing masses, and our weather got bad yesterday, so I wasn't able to go. But the one time I did go to a healing mass, and as my friend and I were approaching the church, we looked up and we saw three bells on the church. And then when I got in the church, I sat down, and to my left, who did I see but no other than St. Barbara. And St. Barbara, you know, gave me a message at the church. And she said, "Hello, beloved ones. It is I, St. Barbara, who comes before you. The message that I bring to you is to consciously be aware of all the anger that is in the world today and in your personal lives. During my lifetime in the 4th century, I lived as a daughter of a prominent pagan. And I lived a life where I was kept under lock and key by my father. I had nothing but time. But I did choose to use it wisely. I became a Christian and prayed and studied for a good part of my day. And secretly, I was guided and baptized by a Christian priest. I was isolated from the outside world, catching only views of the beautiful flowers that covered the ground and the amazing stars that lit up the night. My father had a structure built in which, most miraculously, there were three windows, originally only having two, but upon my father's absence, I asked that a third window be added to me, representing the Trinity. It was a bathhouse for my private use. On one of the walls, I had etched a cross with one of my fingers, and I refused to marry someone that my father suggested. He then became enraged with me. I then told my father of my faith, and at that time I was tortured and then beheaded. My own father was my executioner. I did not anger. Instead, I gave everything to God. My prayers brought about miracles. My soul was taken to paradise by the angels. My father was struck by lightning, and the tomb where I was buried became a site for miracles as well. God was with me at all times. He was my strength, showing me how anger does not serve us, and it should never, never, never control us. You always have a choice on how you respond. I trusted God in my situation. My life and death are, of course, an extreme example of what I, you know, when I talk about anger. But what I ask each of you today is that you turn to Jesus in those times of anger. Jesus will always be there for you. Allow him to provide the solutions you are looking for. You will feel the difference this makes. Jesus is always the answer. Let his love replace your anger. And I love all of you. I am St. Barbara. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Well, thank you, DC. Those are wonderful messages. Okay, so first of all, ignore the whining of the puppy. She's just saying she's ready to eat. And she's being fed, so don't worry about her. Okay. Here is what Jesus wants to share with us now. Beloved ones, you are so wonderful. You are so wonderful, and you don't really realize how wonderful you are. Each of you is an amazing blessing from the Creator. And the Creator is sharing that blessing of you with the world. And you are not required to do anything. There are no, you know, secret rules or handshakes that you have to fulfill. You are a blessing simply by being. So we want you to give yourself permission to be who you truly are, to open your heart and to live your life from the love that is within you. It is time for you to accept yourself. And that is one of the most important things that you can do, because it is when you are denying yourself, when you are fighting against yourself, when you are always criticizing yourself, that you are creating the turmoil in your life and in the world. So we want you to start accepting yourself, accepting the love that you are, accepting the beauty that you are, accepting the magnificence that you are, accepting the wonder of life. We love you, and we encourage you, each and every one, to be who you truly are. Don't be afraid of yourself. Don't be afraid to let your light shine. Don't be afraid to just be you. You do not have to be perfect. You just need to be. So just take a nice deep breath right now. And allow the angels that are surrounding you to come into your heart and to bring you the peace that is always there for you. You are love. You are loved. And your life is important. Don't ever forget it. We love you. We love you. We truly love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Awesome.
Wow, this feels so nice and warm and fuzzy. It's like, okay, I'm happy now.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so we've come to the part of the show where if you are in the chat room and you are logged in, and the chat room is working today, you can ask a question. If you are on the phone, you can press the number 1 to raise your hand, and then you can ask a question or just ask to get a message if that's all you want. It is totally up to you. We are here for you. So what is it that you are looking for? And don't forget, you have to press the number 1 if you're on the phone. Okay, we are now going to go to our first caller from area code 580. Hello.
Good morning. This is Eli.
I
listened to instructions.
Your number
well.
Came up. Well, do you have a question, Eli, or are you just looking for whatever it is that is there for you?
I'm just looking for what's there for me.
All right, so we will first hear what DC is getting as far as messages for you.
Good morning, Eli. This is DC. It's a pleasure to connect with you.
Good morning, DC.
Very nice to connect on. The first thing I'm getting is your life is, like, going to be filled with learning.
Yes,
so I'm getting, yeah, lifelong learning. Wow. And you're here, Eli, you know, to learn lessons and then overcome, you know, these the predetermined challenges that you have. And you're a very wise soul. And I don't know if you realize it, but especially, like, at this time while you're learning at an accelerated rate. So whatever is before you, you know, you're just going to be opening up to this new, like, information, and it's just coming to you so much faster. Okay. And I have Archangel Michael coming right in, Eli, and saying, no matter what the situation or the challenge, Archangel Michael is standing by your side and has a host of angels, you know, to help you. And I see him going before you, and he has his sword, and he's getting rid of any kind of obstacles that may be in your way and really giving you the courage that you need, you know, to get through some maybe like a little bit harder times. And he's filling you with inspiration and hope and faith. And he's saying, Eli, the universe is on your side. The universe is always on your side. He's going to protect you against any negativity, any kind of astral debris, psychic attack. And he's handing you, you know, he's symbolically giving you a sword and a shield so that you know that you have his protection. And he's asking you to think about, like, what you can cut away in your life, what no longer serves you, Eli, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm getting for you, this is a time of, like, you're clearing energy. You're clearing some kind of blockages. They could be physical, spiritual, emotional, but it's going to be a time of, like, releasing. Do you feel that? It's sort
yes.
of like you have, yeah, like your sink is clogged. My dog Ginger comes in and helps with reading. She said, Mom, our sink is clogged. We're going to call in Archangel Michael again. Don't go anywhere, Mike. And he's using his beautiful liquid chakra cleaner that he would use, and Barbara's the one that gave this technique, and here Ginger's handing you a pair of safety glasses, Eli, saying, put them on, please, and just sit there. And Archangel Michael has this industrial strength liquid chakra cleaner, and he's starting at the top of your head, which, of course, is your crown chakra. And he's pouring it, and we're seeing it going down. It's on your head. It's going into the third eye area. It's going into the throat area, the heart area, your upper abdomen, the solar plexus area, down below your belly, and then at the root chakra. And whatever's not needed is going down into Mother Earth. And as this process happened, all of your chakras, they're unclogged. They're nice and clean. They're clear. Your energy should feel a little bit better. And Ginger's saying, if you have the time, Eli, you know, get outside or maybe take like a beautiful, like a salt bath, okay? Your energy
okay.
is now clear. You should feel lighter. You should feel better. And Ginger's saying, Eli, right now, can you please open your arms wide and allow miracles to occur, okay? And whatever emotions that have been, you know, like bottled up inside, just let them out, please, okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, Eli needs to get away from all the electronic stuff, Mom. So I don't know if you've been spending... Okay, she's saying you got to get out. She's saying, unplug, girlfriend. Just unplug it all. And make sure that you get outside of Mother Nature, hug a tree. She's saying, and drink plenty of water, okay?
Okay.
She's going to drink plenty of water. Okay. And Eli, you have the most amazing light within you, and you are, you know, you are a beacon of light. And just know when you let your light shine, nothing can surround you but more light and love, okay?
All right.
And this light that you have within you, it's, you know, the essence of who you are, your beautiful gifts, your passion, your love, your talents. And when you shine your light, others, you know, want to shine their light in the same way. So please, shine brightly. Do not have fear. Honor your heart, and please do what makes you happy. This is a time where you can't use any more excuses, okay? You are an amazing light worker. You're to stand up for yourself. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, show yourself off. Stop making excuses. Let's do this. And treat yourself with respect and also demand respect from others, Eli, okay? You are surrounded by universal love, and allow it to flow to you and through you in all directions. Eli, you are so worthy. Please be open to receiving this magnificent love that is coming your way. It could be from people on the earthly plane. It could be from angels, but it is coming to you all over the place. And just know that you may have had some difficult relationships, but things are changing for the better. Open your heart at this time and give love a chance to transform you and your life. Once you receive enough love, pass this love on to others. It could be done with, you know, a hug, compliments, a good deed. There's so many ways that you could pass it on. But the angels are saying, Eli, you are loved unconditionally, and love will help with your current situation. And just know, again, that your relationships are changing for the better. You've got to find balance as well between give and take. You've got to look for the magic in your life. And also make sure that you are aware, Eli, of your own emotions. Okay? There may be a situation, like you said, that you've been thinking about. You may find that, oh, my gosh, like it's so, it could only be this way or another way. But, no, it can't. There's so many opportunities that are available at this time. You've got to just widen your focus. Open your eyes, Eli, and you're going to see all the possibilities. Your life is filled with magic. I hope you spend enough time, like, just meditating and allowing, you know, the divine to connect with you. And I'm getting, you know, you've got to, you know, just be aware of all the emotions that you're feeling inside. We have Archangel Azrael coming in, and he's asking, Eli, that you release the past. Your future is so much brighter. And he's asking that you let go and you let God at this time. Okay? This is a time maybe where you have to leave situations or experiences that no longer serve you. You know, you've got to leave them. You're sort of outgrowing a part of your life, and you're ready for the new life that is awaiting you. We're in December, and this is a time to let go of what no longer serves you. Okay? There's so much more waiting for you, Eli. The new chapter of your life is going to be amazing. You're transforming from a caterpillar into this most magnificent butterfly. Okay? I don't know if you've been feeling the changes or you've been expecting the changes.
Yes, to both.
But this time, and Archangel Azrael is with you, and he has you in his warm embrace. He's surrounding you with love and compassion, and he wants you to experience your emotions that you have with grace and self-love, and he's asking that you embrace the new that is coming your way. Please, you know, let go of the past. Release the past. Let go and let love guide you, this beautiful, energy of universal love. And Eli, just know that you are protected against, you may not feel it, but you are protected, and there are forces greater than yourself. It's time to release those fears that you're carrying within. You are safe. There is nothing to fear, because fear in itself, when you spell it out, means false evidence appearing real. And it's ego talking to you, Eli, ego that is trying to convince you that your fears are real, trying to hold you back. But you yourself know, your higher self knows, that you are capable of moving forward with the most positive results, whether you resonate with Mother God, Father God, Mother Mary, Jesus, you know, Gaia, the gods, the goddesses, the universe, source, spirit, whatever it is you believe in is supporting you and protecting you right now as we are connecting. And Archangel Michael, of course, he's still standing there with you, and he has his sword and his shield, and he's saying you are safe, your friends are safe. Eli, please trust in the universe. You have nothing to fear. And as he's saying that, you are surrounded with the most beautiful blue light. You are loved so deeply, and he's asking that you make a wish, Eli. And I don't know if you feel their connection with the stars, but you have a beautiful connection as well, Eli, with the stars. And that's what I have for you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Eli, now it's time to find out what Jesus wants to say to you. So here you go. My beloved one, you are reaching that point in your life where it is time for you to love you. You've been working towards this for such a long time, but you usually fight against putting yourself first, even though you know in your heart that that is how it should be. They want you to give up the fight. Give up the idea that you should ever put anyone before you. And we do mean anyone. You are the most important person in your life. And it's time for you to recognize that. And to let go of all of those beliefs that pop into your head and give you reasons why you can't be important. Those are not even your beliefs. They are the things that you were taught. They are not true, and they never will be. And it's time for you to let them go. This whole time that you are going to be going through for the next year is all about you learning about you, accepting yourself, your life, your choices, your creations. This is about you coming into your own power and truly shining brightly for the world to see. You have always been one of the ones who is a caregiver, who is taking care of everyone and everything, making sure that everyone else's life is right, it's perfect, it's wonderful, that they feel that everything is absolutely magnificent, while you have ignored yourself. Now, we are not saying you've ignored yourself completely, because you have learned a lot. You have taken all of these wonderful lessons and experienced all of these wonderful clearings and all of this work on yourself, but you're still holding on to the idea that you are not as important as everybody else. And that is what we want you to let go of. That is what this change that you are going through is all about. It's about you accepting you. You loving you. You seeing yourself as you really are. Not through the beliefs and the perceptions that you've been taught, but seeing the truth of you. This is your time. Please take this time and truly allow yourself to change, to grow, to evolve, to know the truth of you. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Okay, thank you very much.
So get busy, woman. You got a lot to do.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, well, thank you for listening and calling in, Eli.
You're welcome, and thank you both.
Okay, have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, you too.
Okay. All right. Let me check the chat room. Okay. And we only have a guest, and guests are not allowed to leave messages. You really should log in. Then you can ask questions. All right. It looks like that is it for today. Apparently, we were here just for Eli. I love the way things work.
You know what? I have angels telling everyone, Barbara, that their guardian angel is with them now at this moment, and they've been with them since they took their first breath, and they'll be with them until they return back into the spiritual realm. So you have a beautiful angel that's yours and yours alone, and that walks with you no matter what you know are going through, and are there, you know, during your, you know, the happy times, the sad times, the darker times. And just letting you know that, you know, everything is going to improve. Okay? And the angel, you know, if you ask them, they can come in and help you to make choices that are for your highest good. Okay? They're sort of like our little cheerleaders. And they're waiting there just for us. And every time that we hit those milestones and do something, they're like cheering us on. They can help us to find solutions that we're looking for. They can help us to move through obstacles or maybe around them. And they can help us to affirm that we can manifest anything that we are desiring as long as we're willing to, like, work and move toward it with an open heart and an open mind, okay? And each of us are here, you know, and we each have a unique mission. So just know that today is a brand new day. And start, you know, with a totally new outlook if you haven't had one. So this is a day, you know, it's open for you. You have a blank canvas. You can paint the beautiful picture of your life today any way that you choose. Use some beautiful, bright colors. And, you know, if you've been thinking of, like, those darker, murky colors, get rid of them. Have a bright, beautiful, new palette. Because you are free to choose the colors. And even, you know, you can use a small brush. You can use, a really wide brush. You could use little strokes. You could use bold, you know, beautiful strokes of colors that are uplifting and joyful just to you. Okay, so this is your day. make it count, and know that your guardian angel is with you, you know, no matter what, to support you in the choices that you're making. And that's what I have, Barbara.
Well, wonderful. And they want me to remind everyone that I've started doing that Deprogram Your Mind group calls, and that really, I really don't know how to put it into words, but they have me doing it on myself. They have DC joining in and being a part of that too.
Yes.
Because it's important for us to let go of that programming that's been running our lives and really having the freedom to be who we truly are, to actually live from our hearts. So we had our first call, and that one was on self-love. And it's just such an important thing for us to actually love ourselves. So it's not too late for you to join those group calls. I will give you the recording that we've already done so that you can be right up with everybody else. And our next one is on Sunday, and it's on holiday stresses or having a happy holiday. They haven't really given me a name for it yet, but it's about letting go. Yeah, it's about letting go of those beliefs that holidays have to be stressful, that you have to
deal with certain
people and all of that.
Part of what I do, like with the holiday, like with the stresses, I look for the funniest holiday movies. And I just watch the craziest and the funniest holiday movies. And you do, you know, you don't think about stress. You just think about, like, oh, my gosh, like, how is this, you know? And then comparatively, your life doesn't seem half as crazy.
I suppose that's true. But if you do the Deprogram Your Mind, it also removes the clutter from out of your head, which gives you more freedom to actually enjoy the movie and to laugh, really laugh.
Because laughter is the best medicine. And, I mean, that's what I found. Like, I look forward to the holiday season. I don't like to watch the sad movies and they have to be really funny, happy, crazy movies. And that's the ones that, you know, just uplift me. I love them.
Good. Wonderful. Well, we hope that everyone has an absolutely beautiful weekend. We will not be here next Tuesday. At least I don't think we will. I think that I have an appointment next Tuesday. So we will talk to you on Thursday, or you can join us tomorrow on Get the Answers to Life's Questions at 11 a.m. Central Time. And don't forget that if you ever have any problems or any questions and you just want to know what is going on in your own life, you can ask, you can connect with us, you can connect with Jesus, you can connect with your angels. Everyone is available for you because you do matter. So thanks so much for listening, and we will talk to you the next time we talk to you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have a great day.